Right now, let's go out to Mark Tate, political commentator, legal analyst. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much.
So let's talk about, first of all, the timing of this pardon. Tell me your interpretation of that, or was there just something procedurally going on we all didn't know about that just fell, you know, at this particular time frame?
No, I believe it. I mean, it's clearly a political maneuver by the president. You know, the order entering and convicting Sheriff Arpaio was signed on July 31st by the judge Susan Bolton. And in that order, she found that her finding, and I'm quoting it, not only did the defendant abdicate responsibility, he announced to the world and to his subordinates that he was going to continue business as usual, no matter who said otherwise. And the judge went on and said, the evidence shows a flagrant disregard for the judge's order, and that credible testimony showed that Arpaio knew of the order and what he had to do in order to comply with it and simply would not do it. Sheriff Arpaio was on Univision and Fox News and interviewed in newspapers and interviewed on public broadcasting, and he said time and time and time again after he had received the judge's order to quit picking up people when you don't have any suspicion that they have committed or are about to commit a crime. You can't pick them up just because you think they look like they're in the country illegally, and that's what he was doing. And he continued to do it, and he completely thumbed his nose at the judge. It's unusual, I think, and certainly it's against all of the rules that have been put in place by the Department of Justice pardon to have been granted in this fashion. He hadn't even been sentenced. The federal probation department was just beginning to prepare what they call the pre-sentence investigation, and he was set to be sentenced on October 5th.
So he was still a free man at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's very unusual. And in fact, you can't find another example of it. He's been pardoned of a misdemeanor. You know, most pardons, if not all pardons, are for felonies. And you know, the Department of Justice has codes of federal regulation that discuss and lay out how a convicted individual can apply for a presidential pardon. And the first thing that I think is really glaring is in the rules that the Department of Justice publishes, they point out that the 28 CFR section 1.1 is the set of code of federal regulations that apply to pardon applicants. It says they must wait a minimum of 5 years after their release from prison before they apply for a presidential pardon. And the Department of Justice, through their pardons department, says, you know, the waiting period is designed to afford the petitioner a reasonable period of time in which to demonstrate an ability to lead a responsible, productive, and law-abiding life.
So there are no cases of people being released from prison because of a presidential pardon?
Oh, no. Absolutely. And Barack Obama, as we know, commuted a lot of nonviolent drug convictions.
Yeah.
And we know that, and, you know, there are always and have been always controversial pardons. And that was controversial. President Bill Clinton famously pardoned Mark Rich, who is just a big Democratic campaign donor. But yes, people, of course, are released from prison, and people apply for pardons.
Has anybody ever been released previously that had not applied for a pardon?
You know, in doing my research today, preparing to talk to you, I find no case where a person has been pardoned of a misdemeanor before he's even sentenced.
I'm shocked to hear that disregarding a judge's order is a misdemeanor. That sounds stunning.
It is stunning. I agree with you, but that's the that's the law that's in place under which Sheriff Arpaio was charged. And really, the motivation here is unbelievable. It defies anything it defies common sense. And you know, the leaders of the Republican Party have essentially denounced this pardon. I mean, not just Senator Flake, not just John McCain, but Paul Ryan and Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor, have all said this is wrong. This sheriff was out there ethnically, racially profiling people. It was unconstitutional. It's illegal. And he was enjoined by a federal court to stop. And he absolutely said within days of the issuance of that legal binding order, he absolutely said he is going to continue to do exactly what he wants.
Let's talk about the politics of this pardon. Mark Tate, of course, is a attorney, legal analyst, political commentator. Mark, before we go on, is there a website you'd like people to refer to if they want to hear more from you?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And in fact, we have your picture on there as well, Dr. Drew, but it's Tate, it's TateLawGroup.com.